Hi, welcome to Hot Grind Coffee. How may I take your role?
Oh, it's you. Hi. I was wondering if you were going to show up today. I'm so glad that you did. Usually we have a lull around this time of day. Just after the morning rush and still a while to go until lunch. Until the overworked masses slink in for a lunchtime caffeine refuel. Most people say this is the most boring part of my day. Do you know what? Even my manager has left me on my own. Don't worry, he knows I enjoy this shift. Because honestly, it's the perfect time. I've got the whole cafe to myself. I can soak up that sweet aroma of coffee. And best of all, I get to enjoy your company without any distractions. How have you been? Oh, good. Yeah, I've been good too, thanks. Just busy making lots of coffees. So what can I get you? The usual? Of course you have a usual. Yeah, you're my favourite customer after all. It always brightens my day whenever you walk in. Come to think of it, you come by almost every day. Well, every day that I'm working at least. You're always so cheery and positive with me. It's such a nice change of pace from all my regular customers. Well, you know how some people claim to be in a bad mood before they get their coffee? Well, who do you think has to deal with them first thing in the morning? Shh, I didn't say anything. Anyway, you did come in for your usual, right? One shot of espresso and a bagel. No, you want something else today. Oh, I see. Switching things up on me once I call you out on your routine. How mysterious. Well then, you just take your time deciding and I'll enjoy the view. Of course I am. Compared to all the tired and grumpy customers I get for the breakfast rush, you are a breath of fresh air that I sorely need in my day. Plus, I like watching your reactions whenever I compliment you. Keep looking at me like that and I'll have to get your number. That's it. That's the reaction I was talking about. Oh, I'm sorry. I just like seeing you all flustered like that. Have you decided on a drink? Oh, what do I think you should get? Honestly, I don't know. I'm not the best judge of coffee drinking. And without sounding like a typical cliche, being British, I do much prefer a cup of tea. But personally, if I'm going to have a coffee, I like something that's sweet and creamy. Quite different from your usual. Are you sure? No, of course, I can make that for you. One cappuccino with full cream milk, two sugars, and a sprinkling of cinnamon on the top. That's certainly much sweeter than your usual. Now, would you like that to go or to stay? Oh, and a muffin. My, completely mixing it up today, are we? You're so bold, trying new things. You've never stayed for food before. Oh no, there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a great choice. I just remembered that you used to only order an espresso and then leave. But I've noticed each week you spend more and more time in this cafe. And I'm starting to suspect that you come in here for more than just my amazing coffee making skills. So the total is $7.99, please, sir. Thank you. Give me just a moment to make your order. You keep staring at me. Do I have something on my face? Oh, you like my lipstick? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just started wearing it today. I was hoping to see if it would ensnare any more customers. You're so sweet. Just like the coffee you ordered. Speaking of which, I should get back to it. Oh no, you're not distracting me, sweetie. And let's not forget the muffin. Which one did you want? We've got banana, raspberry and white chocolate, apple and cinnamon, triple chocolate chip, red velvet, coffee flavoured. I mean, that seems a little bit redundant to me, but my favourite choice, the classic blueberry muffin. Oh, good choice. Do you want me to warm you up for it? Oh, sorry. I mean, do you want me to warm it up for you? Sure, give me a sec. It'll be warm in no time. Now, do you have a name? See, if I worked at one of the bigger coffee shop chains, I'd have definitely known your name by now, because I'd have written it on your cup about a million times. I've been trying to persuade my boss to do it ever since you started coming in, because at the start I was too nervous to ask your name. But I'm feeling brave today. You know, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever had the chance to properly talk to you before now. Sure, we'll say like, how's the weather, or you'll make a small joke, which will always make me giggle. But I just realised, I've seen you every week for the past year, and I only know your name. That's a little sad now that I think about it. What do you do when you're not buying coffee from little old me? Oh, what? Is it so bad to be curious about the life of my favourite customer? I wonder. You don't look like a banker or a lawyer. You're very friendly, so maybe a teacher? I could be wrong. Wait, no, don't tell me. I love guessing games. Just give me a second. You're a detective. And one of those cool, handsome crime solvers they make movies about. Oh, do you know what? Maybe I've been watching too much Sherlock. Come on, what do? Put me out of my misery, if you don't mind me asking. Wow. Really? No, it's just, that's not what I imagined at all. Oh, sorry, no, I didn't mean it like that. It's just, I didn't expect someone so cute to be a... Oh, your muffin's done. All right, one cappuccino. There we go. Two sugars on the side. And a fresh, warm blueberry muffin. Enjoy. Also, here's a spare napkin. Yeah? Did you want anything else? Oh, you just wanted to talk some more. Well, I don't expect to have any more customers for a while, so I guess I could take a quick coffee break, since it's you. I mean, it'd be rude not to, really, wouldn't it? Hold up one sec. I still had some leftover espresso. Cheers? Wait, do people cheers with coffee? You think I should know these things. But truth be told, I don't really drink a lot of coffee, like I said earlier. I know, it's a shocker. I'm a barista who doesn't drink much coffee. I just don't really like the taste, you know, it's so bitter. Maybe I just haven't found the right combinations of ingredients. I definitely have more of a sweet tooth, so I don't know. Maybe everyone who works with coffee gets sick of it. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love the smell. Oh, that's a big part of the reason I love this job so much. Well, that and the people I get to meet. They always make my day interesting. Oh, did I say they? You're not my only regular, you know. I've memorised usuals for a bunch of friendly faces. Oh, look at you. Are you getting jealous? You want the barista all to yourself? I'm teasing. Besides, don't tell the other customers, but you are my favourite. Shh. It's true. I mean it, sugar. Do you know what? I even specifically requested to work at this time today because I knew that you'll be here. I mean, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag now. Oh, wow. That was bitter. I'm still not a fan. It needs way more cream and sugar. Oh, no, it's fine. I'm here for the company after all.
Who needs coffee for energy when I've got a cute guy to wake me up? Oh, you know I only say these things for you. It's true. What, you think I flirt with all my customers? Oh, wow. I'm so offended. You think I'm just a giant flirt? That I'll just go on my break for any old customer, giving you flirty looks so I can make you buy more coffee. Bigger, sweeter, more elaborate coffees with muffins. Well done. Yeah, you have discovered my evil plan. Or maybe I do just like you. Maybe I've been trying to get you to ask me out for ages. Well, there's only one way to find out, right? My phone number. My, how bold of you. Asking the flirty, cute barista for her phone number. Well, I'm really sorry, but unfortunately for you, I just gave my number to a really cute guy. Yeah, he's this really handsome regular of mine who ordered this ridiculously sweet coffee. I've been wanting to give my number to him for some time, but I don't think he even noticed that my phone number was on the spare napkin that I gave him. Oh, come on, it took you long enough. So, when are you going to invite me out on a real date?